Ipswich volleyball coach Stacy Lawrence is joining us here. They are 10-0 on the season. Stacy, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us here in 2023.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back.
Yeah, it's been too long, though, but congratulations to you and the team on another great start here to the season, halfway mark of the regular season, 10-0 right now. And Stacy, I know you have a match coming up on Tuesday against Essex Tech. We'll get to that in just a moment, but what can you tell us about this season so far for Ipswich?
Yeah, definitely. Super pleased with how it's going so far. Obviously, 10-0 can't get much better than that. But it's been really unique for me this year because a lot of my teams have been different every single year. We got a lot of new faces coming around the gym and stuff like that. I'm returning a lot of my same team from last year. I only have four new kids to the varsity roster this year. So it's been really interesting to basically have the same team and be able to kind of pick up where we left off in last November. So it's been really fun for me.
Absolutely. So, I would have thought you would have lost a lot of players off of that great team left from a year ago.
Yeah, so we did lose five, and we definitely had to adjust in terms of finding those people that could get us out of certain situations and keep an energy up and to lead and, like, all that stuff, because the last senior class did a really good job at that. But my three senior captains are doing a great job at filling those shoes and kind of stepping into those roles. That would be Ella Stein, Tess O'Flynn, and Sophie DeGrappo. It definitely took us a game or two to kind of figure out what it's like without them, but I'm very pleased with how we're doing with that and just kind of, you know, playing our own ball too.
All right, so why don't we begin with have you telling us about some of the players on this year's Ipswich volleyball team?
Yeah, so my three senior captains, who I've already mentioned, this is their third year on varsity with me, and Tess O'Flynn and Ella Stein are doing a great job for us all the way around the court, Tess being a setter for me, and being able to run our super fast-paced offense, as well as Ella Stein, who's one of our outside hitters. He's been an outside hitter for me for the last, now, three seasons, starting as a sophomore, and really kind of, you know, stepping into that senior outside role. Also making some really big plays for us at the net is Addison Pillis, who was really big for us in the state tournament game. She's a junior. And then also returning to our roster is Claire Bellezza, our other outside hitter. And Emily Hannibal, who got some time in the state tournament game as well, is really stepped in nicely to the libero role after Carolyn left. So definitely some big shoes to fill, but this junior class is doing a great job at filling them.
All right. So you mentioned the super fast-paced offense. Is that kind of like a no-huddle in football offense? Is that what you guys are trying to do?
Kind of. It's just like we call it tempo, so it's a lot quicker setting. It allows to keep us kind of on the offensive, and it keeps defensive on their heels because they can't necessarily react to what we're doing as quickly. So you're not going to see the super high sets that go, like, up above the high of the antenna and it's super slow. You're going to see a lot of what we call, like, a second tempo offense, where it's going a little bit faster and it's staying below the height of the antenna.
All right, I got you. All right, but so it's not so much about getting lined up and ready to serve faster than you might than other teams might be doing it. Does that sound right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Stacy. What about matches this year? I'm looking around the Cape Ann League and I'm seeing some teams, some other programs doing pretty well this year. So, what's this season been like as far as matchups for you guys against the league?
Yeah, I feel like the Cal is definitely down a little bit in terms of we don't necessarily have as many big hitters. You know, Linfield lost their big D1 player. Newburyport lost some really, really strong players as well. So a lot of programs, I feel like, are in recovery or in, like, a rebuilding year. And so we have seen some tougher competition come second time around, a lot of the what we would call, like, the higher power teams in the Cal. And it's been really nice to see some competition because we have that. And then we have some programs that are definitely weaker, and volleyball is not the school's strongest sport, I guess I should say.
Yeah, no. And what about your non-league schedule this year? What does that look like?
Yeah, so we actually also play Marblehead at home on Thursday this week, which should be a good matchup. Marblehead always does a really good job, even when they lose a lot of seniors. I think they lost like 17 seniors last year. But that coach over there does a really good job at, you know, like using what she has and creating a good program. So really excited about what they look like. We're also playing Beverly at Beverly on Friday. Again, another D1 school that typically gives us a different look And then we're also playing Tewksbury this year, who was the D3 champions last year. So definitely tried to pick up some stronger out of season to kind of help us balance out the regular season. We actually just got back from playing in the International Volleyball Hall of Fame Volley Hall Classic, where we played a bunch of the best teams in the region, Connecticut included, and New Hampshire. And so, you know, our kids got a lot of really, really good experience yesterday.
Oh, so that was yesterday. And where was that?
That was held at AIC in Springfield.
Oh, great. Okay. So you played some pretty good team, all different levels, I guess, of teams at that competition. Does that sound right?
Yeah, so we played we played Nantucket, we played Old Rochester, we played East Lyme from Connecticut, we played North Quincy and Amherst and Dennis Yarmouth.
Wow, all right. So, yeah, and I noticed
powerhouses in the volleyball region.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I just to follow up, you mentioned Marblehead. They're having a great year, and I know they're playing Peabody. I think it's Tuesday as well. Tomorrow is as we speak here on Monday, the holiday. Yeah.
Yeah, so that should definitely be a good matchup, and I'm very excited for our game on Thursday. It should be really good to get us going into the last half of our season.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Anything else, Stacey, to share about the team or players or anything along those lines from this year that you want to share with us?
Well, I'll just kind of mention our motto. I feel like I always mention my motto every year, and I feel like our kids are doing, again, a really good job with that, and our captains come up with a motto every year that our team kind of lives by and resets ourselves with when we feel like we need a resetting point, and it's all out, all game, all season. I feel like with the history of the program recently, like, the captains wanted to decide that, like, we just need to focus on one game at a time or one practice at a time, and so for every time we step in the gym, we're giving 100% of our effort, and we're going all out. We're giving it for every single game, every single point, and that's for the duration of the season. It's not just once we get to the finals or once we get to the end of October or the beginning of September, right? Like, it's taking it piece by piece and chunk by chunk, and I really feel like they're able to, they understand what that means, and they're able to, you know, put it into practice, which has really helped us against some teams that we've had to come from behind when we were playing Newburyport, and this last weekend we were coming from behind in a lot of our matches and our sets, and I think that truly shows the gritty mentality of the team. And I'm really excited to see what we can do with the rest of our season. I'm very excited.
Absolutely. So, you know, you've had great teams there, Stacey, and every year's as a coach, I think they present different challenges and obviously opportunities. But what makes this year unique as far as challenges and what you do as a coach, you know, all changes from year to year, I would imagine at some point. So what's different about this year's Ipswich team?
Yeah, I think for us it's really finding that, like, energy and that noise on the court. I think with our graduating class, we realized how much they were the voices on the court, and so that was something we really struggled with at the beginning of the season. I was like, okay, like, who's going to step up when you're on the court? I can cheer as much as I can and as loud as I can on the bench, which I'm sure a lot of people see anyways, but, like, I can't do that for them. And so really trying to find that person or people to be able to do that has been a challenge for us thus far. And also personally for me, remembering that we're only halfway through our season, and because it's basically the same team, I think sometimes I have too high of expectations because I feel like we've been at this a lot longer than we actually have. So also kind of giving them some grace and taking a step back and be like, no, we're doing really, really good job. We've only played 10 games so far. We still got a lot of season left. And so those would probably be our most biggest challenges this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's in a way you do at some point you do kind of start over every year in a high school or college program, for sure, absolutely. And sometimes it takes a moment to realize that. So, Stacey, you graduated a lot of loudmouths off of last year's team. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, not loudmouths. Just being able to communicate. Volleyball is a lot about communication. What's going on our side? What's going on their side? So energy is kind of probably more of the word that I wanted to find.
No, I get you. All right. No, that sounds great. but probably the hallways of Ipswich High School are a little quieter here this year than the last year, maybe. Yeah, who knows? But whatever. But no, so it's the energy and the talking and the game talk, if you will, is what we're talking about.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. You know, I'm giving you a hard time. You know that. do you hear from any of your former players at all? I mean, what have you heard from any of them at all this year?
So we've actually been able to go. We have three of members of that senior class who are actually playing volleyball in college. So we've actually been able to see them come up and play in the North Shore area. Carolyn Bailey Has been the starting libero for Rhode Island College. He's been getting a significant amount of playing time. Rachel Oliva, who was one of my captains last year, is playing at Gordon College. And then Grace Sorensen, another one of my captains, is playing at Bryant University, a D1 program. So we've been able to go and watch them play, which has been super fun for the program and for me as a coach to be able to kind of, you know, see what they're doing after Ipswich. And so it's awesome.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's great for the kids to see that as well. Your current team members here, so for sure. Yeah. Well, Stacey, anything else you do want to share with us here about the team and the players or whatever?
I think that's pretty much it. Like I said, I'm just super excited, and if anybody's listening, definitely come out, see a match. We're fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just point that out again, because you have Essex Tech at home Tuesday night this week at 5:15, if I have that right, and the Marblehead matchup, is that on the road or home? I thought...
It's at home at Ipswich, and that'll be probably close to a 5:30 start just based on them being able to get here through Salem.
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, gosh. Yeah, maybe maybe 7:30. Come on.
No, not that bad.
They'll have to spend the night at Ipswich. Come on. You know. Oh.
Maybe.
Get a hotel room. All right. It'll look like a college program. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, Stacey, thanks so much for your time. Congrats to what you guys have been able to accomplish, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Stacey Lawrence, volleyball coach, Ipswich High School here. They're 10-0 here on MSONewsSports.com.